Johnny hobbled through the atmosphere lock, experiencing a bit of trouble with it. These locks, built for cyclos, were always clumsy for him. Too heavy, too hard to push. The Chamcos had stopped working and were sitting still, looking at him. They were not in any way hostile, but they didn't greet him.
"I came to see what progress you were making in rebuilding the transshipment rig,"
said Johnny, using pleasant Cyclo intonations, as pleasant as Cyclo ever was. They didn't say anything. Was the smaller Chamco brother looking a little wary?
"If you need any materials or anything, I will be happy to see they are furnished you,"
the bigger Chamco brother said.
"The whole rig was burned out. The console, everything. Destroyed."
"Well, yes,"
said Johnny, leaning on his cane in front of the atmosphere lock.
"But I'm sure they're just common components. There's miniature rigs in these freighters that are not too dissimilar."
"Very difficult,"
said the smaller Chamco brother. Were his eyes a little strange, or was it just a cyclo being a cyclo?
"We ought to rebuild it. We won't know what really happened to Cyclo until we do."
"Takes a long time,"
said the bigger Chamco. Were his eyes looking a little strange? But then, the amber orbs of a cyclo always had tiny flames in them.
"I've been trying to figure it out,"
said Johnny. He looked over to the side, where they had some textbooks. Right on the end was the one he had thrown down this morning.
"If you could explain to me..."
The smaller Chamco sprang. The bigger Chamco leaped up from his desk and charged. They were roaring. Johnny stumbled backward. The cane was in the road of a draw. He threw it at the nearer Chamco, a weak throw. He was never left-handed. He saw an enormous paw blurring in the air, coming at him. He knelt and did a left-handed draw. Talons raked the side of his face. Johnny fired. The recoil threw him back against the door, and he tried to push into the atmosphere lock. It seemed jammed, frozen. Flat on his back, a boot stamping down to crush his ribs. He fired up from the floor. The boot blurred away. A furry pair of paws were coming at his throat. The roars were berserk. Johnny fired at the paws and then at a huge chest. He punched blast after blast into them, driving them back. Somehow, he got to his knee. The two gigantic bodies were falling back, falling down. Johnny fired again at one and then the other. Both of them were flat on the floor. The smaller Chamco brother was thoroughly stunned. But just beyond him, the bigger one was fighting with a desk drawer. He got it open and pulled out something. It was all happening too fast. Johnny could not see what he had due to the angle of the desk. He moved sideways to get a clearer shot. The bigger Chamco had a small blast gun, but he wasn't trying to aim it at Johnny. He was aiming it at his own head. He was trying to commit suicide. The howling maelstrom of action had passed. Johnny coolly aimed and blew the gun out of the bigger Chamco's hand. It didn't explode. Part of the blast had hit the cyclo, and he flopped back, knocked out. Damn, not having a right hand and arm. He couldn't at once recover his cane. He hopped sideways and leaned against the canopy wall. Smoke was thick in the room, curling around the breathe gas exhaust vents. He was half deaf from all the roaring and snarling and the blasts of the gun in this confined space. Whew, what was that all about? There they lay, but why the attack? The atmosphere lock door revolved, and Colonel Yvonne and a sentry burst through.
"Don't fire those rifles!"
warned Johnny.
"This is breathe gas, and radiation will blow us to bits! Get some shackles!"
"We couldn't find air masks!"
howled the guard, hysterical. Then he tore out to find shackles.